The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
Good morning. Today we have a special guest from CIMB Futures. He is Mr. David Tan, the head of futures broking from CIMB Futures. We will be talking about futures, specifically the energy sector. Now, David, last week we learned about the edible oil market. Today we'll move on to the topic of energy futures. Could you tell us some examples of energy products offered by CIMB Futures?
Currently, CIMB Futures offers a wide spectrum of energy futures. We have WTI crude, natural gas, and heating oil, all listed on NYMEX, to name a few. You might be wondering, how is NYMEX related to CME? Well, actually, CME's energy business was inherited from NYMEX, which became part of CME Group in 2008.
What are the things retail investors should look out for if they want to trade energy futures?
The starting point for crude oil trading is to understand the two main crude benchmarks. WTI is the price of oil in US, Brent is the price of oil in Europe. As with all oil markets, price behavior is influenced by demand and supply. For example, instability in Iraq that may threaten oil production is likely to cause prices to rise. Whereas containment in the recent insurgency in Iraq and easing of sanctions against Iran are likely to cause prices to fall. I should stress that because most retail traders have quite a short time horizons, holding positions in market for less than a day is a style of trading that lends itself to a short-term trend following technical trading rather than taking a long-term view based on fundamentals, which may be favored by a big asset manager.
So how does a retail trader relate to these products then?
A typical retail trader will be keeping an eye on news events, but mostly trading decisions will be made based on technical analysis, that is to trying to identify a trend in price movement and riding on that trend. For those who wish to hold positions for longer, then look at trading spreads. For example, a refinery buys crude oil and sells refined products. The difference between the two values is in the refinery profit margin. This value can be traded by trading the difference between the price of crude oil and the price of refined products such as diesel or gasoline, traditionally known as trading the crack spread.
What are the key economic factors that one should look out for if they want to trade energy futures?
We live in a world with economic information being released all the time. Anything which indicates higher economic growth could increase prices and vice versa. The one thing in particular to energy to watch is the weekly US inventory figures released at 10:30 a.m. New York time. Oil is on Wednesday and gas on Thursday. It's best to stay out of this market then and watch for a new trend to develop once the market has digested the news.
Thank you, David, for your insight. If you would like to know more about CIMB Futures and the products they offer, you may call the hotline at 03-2265-8908. This segment is brought to you by CIMB Futures and in partnership with CME Group.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.